Hello and welcome to Life Changers, a program designed to give solutions for everyday problems. I'm Joel Abraham, and on the behalf of the Life Changers family, we're glad you joined us. On today's program, we'll be hearing from Dr. Condor Abraham, a family counselor and psychologist. So let's begin, Life Changers.
My name is Christina Varghese. Today's discussion with Dr. Abraham will be on setting goals. Here is your host, Dr. Condor Abraham.
Goal setting is very much part of all of us. Consciously and unconsciously, we set goals almost every day. Some of our goals are long-term and others are short-term. In many ways, goal setting is a quality that we human beings possess because of our cognitive makeup. In order to accomplish the goals that we set for ourselves, there are three qualities that we need to possess. Let me list them. Number one, high level of motivation. Number two, persistence. Number three, sacrifice. Again, those are high level of motivation, persistence, and sacrifice. During my childhood, I used to watch a blacksmith who also was my neighbor. While going to and coming back from school, I used to watch this blacksmith work in his shop. In the middle of his shop, he had a fireplace. Next to the fireplace, he had an equipment which blew air into the fire every time he pulled the fan up and down. What was very interesting was that the blacksmith would put big iron pieces into the fire and wait until the iron pieces get really hot and red. He would then take them out and start hammering on them until they reach the shape he was looking for. Many years ago, there was a blacksmith, just like this one, who used to have a similar shop and did similar jobs. People used to watch his work. For children, it was great amusement. Because of the fire pieces that were flying when he hammered the hot iron pieces. One of his fans was a boy named Fred. Fred was interested in watching everything that was going on in the workshop. During the course of watching the blacksmith, Fred noticed something very striking. Every time the blacksmith was free from some heavy work, he worked on some small links of a chain. The blacksmith used to take much interest in these small chain links. He would place them in the fire again and again and beat them up until each one of them looked and felt the way he wanted. Fred also observed that the blacksmith has been working on these chain links for months. Once Fred asked the blacksmith the reason why he was spending so much time on these links. The blacksmith explained to him that the links he makes will become part of an anchor which will be used on a ship. Finally, many days later, the blacksmith completed the anchor. The captain of the ship came and looked at it. He liked it and bought it for his ship. Many months later, this particular ship was coming to its home port and was caught in a big storm. In order to save the ship and the sailors, the captain ordered to throw into the ocean one of the three anchors that they had on board. Although the first anchor caught on to the rock underneath, one of its links broke and the anchor became useless. While people were panicking, the captain ordered to throw into the ocean the second anchor, but the same thing happened again. Now they were left with only one anchor. If this anchor failed, the chances were that all of them will die in that fierce storm. Finally, the captain ordered to throw the last anchor, which was newly made by the blacksmith. It hit the bottom and caught hard on a solid rock. Because its chain links were so strongly made, it did the job. The ship and all of its crew and sailors were saved from the storm. That blacksmith's high level of motivation, to make the strongest links possible. And his persistence, which lasted months, enabled him to make such a strong anchor. The third quality that the blacksmith had was his willingness to sacrifice his time and personal pleasure. Too often, the sacrifices we have to make in our lives are not material. For instance, if we can buy a college degree just by paying money, it would be very easy. The sacrifice that we have to make in obtaining such goals are basically emotional and physical. Now let us look at the kind of goals we should set for ourselves. First, the goals should be realistic. Do not set a goal which you cannot physically and emotionally handle. Secondly, the goal should be reachable. Thirdly, the goal upon completion should provide some returns. So again, the goals should be realistic, reachable, and should provide returns. These returns do not have to be material. They can be emotional. For example, happiness. If we are not careful, our goals can be so unrealistic that we will be spending a lot of time for nothing.
Now, Dr. Abraham, how does one set goals in their career if, for example, they're not sure what they want to do with their career?
My answer would be we need to go back to the same principles that I mentioned in my presentation. One should be that your goals should be realistic, and it should be reachable, and then it should provide returns. Realistic in the sense, your career goal should be something very realistic. It should be something that you can definitely accomplish. Just not too long ago, somebody asked me about a career choice that he was contemplating about. And I felt very much that for his age, that would be something that would be unrealistic. He was 40 years old, and it would be very hard for him to pursue something of that caliber at that particular stage in his life. So have your goal as something that is very realistic that you can definitely reach. So that's the second point, you know, make it reachable. And now, the kind of career goal you should have is something that should also provide you some returns. So what's the point in having a career goal if it is something that will not bring you any returns? Money, for example. So have something that is very realistic, that's reachable, and that will also provide returns. Now, the steps to take. Number one is assessing your strengths and weaknesses. You know, find out exactly what your strengths are. What are you capable of doing? What are your skills? What are some things that you enjoy doing? Are you a person who like to work outdoors? Or are you a person who like to work indoors? Are you a person who like to work with people? Are you a person who like to help people? Are you a person who is very business-oriented? Are you interested in sales? You know, look into all these different options. Actually, there are 6 different categories when it comes to jobs. This is something that was developed by a theorist by the name John Holland. He said there are 6 different groups when it comes to occupations. The first one is realistic. Realistic jobs are jobs like working in a farm or working with machines and tools, you know, those kind of jobs, realistic. Then comes jobs that are very scientific in nature, jobs of an astronomer or a neurosurgeon. See, those kind of jobs. Then artistic jobs, art, theater, dance, performance, music, all of those would come under that particular group. That's artistic. Then social. Social is working with people or helping people, working as a nurse or a social worker or a psychologist. That would all come under social. Then enterprising. Enterprising would be working as a salesperson. So that is enterprising. Then conventional. Conventional would be working as a clerk or a typist or a receptionist or even as an administrator doing clerical work. So these are some 6 different categories when it comes to job occupations. So find out exactly what your area of interest is. There are occupational tests that you can take to assess your strengths and your interests. That's one way to assess your skills if you do have the opportunity for that. There are books that can be helpful. And from then, you plan, you plan exactly what you're going to do. How you're going to get the training. You need to have information about the schools and colleges that offer the program that you are interested in. So doing your research on schools and colleges or universities. And then go back to what exactly I was sharing earlier. You know, how you will accomplish your goals by having high levels of motivation to stay in the school, do your work, and, you know, complete each semester at a time and get those good grades and move on to the next semester. And so, you know, taking a step-by-step approach with your goals, then being very persistent, just like the blacksmith, being very persistent with those chains. That's very important, you know, setting your priorities and having enough time for studies, to do your homework, for your preparations and so forth. And then sacrifice. What that means is there is so much of sacrifice that you have to make from your own side to accomplish your goal. That could be in terms of time, personal pressure, and other things, even social life, to sacrifice, that you should be willing to sacrifice to accomplish your goals. I'll take your next question.
How does goal setting apply when you want to work on something that you're passionate about, which may not necessarily be your job?
I like to go back to the story of the blacksmith who, in his busy schedule, set apart time to work on those chains. And so every time when he had a break, he worked on those chains and spent time on it, you know, piece by piece. And it took a while, maybe 6 months, for him to complete that project. Likewise, maybe you are in a job where you're not very happy. That's not exactly what you wanted in life. It's something else. Then work on that something else piece by piece. Have some time in your life, in your busy life, maybe once a week or once a day, setting apart a little bit of time to work on that special interest you have, whether it is playing piano or whether it is, learning a musical instrument of that kind, or whatever it is, you know, setting apart that time just to work on that and being very systematic and being very persistent about it, it'll be just a matter of time. You'll be surprised how much you will accomplish, how far you will go with that interest you have.
Well, I think we can apply these practical principles to our daily lives. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any questions or comments about our radio program, please write to Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. This is Christina Varghese. Our host was Dr. Condra Abraham, and our recording engineer was Tom John.